From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. UN officials have appealed to the Syrian government for permission to drop relief into besieged areas. The UN Security Council held an emergency closed-door meeting Friday to hear briefings about the blockage of humanitarian aid in Syria. French ambassador to the UN, François de Lettre, told reporters after the briefing the UN will ask Damascus to authorize the airdrops.
On Sunday, the UN, in accordance with the ISSG's request, will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops to reach localities for which land access was denied by the Syrian regime.
Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, dismissed claims by some council members that the government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. Nearly 600,000 people are besieged in 19 different areas in Syria. The International Syria Support Group, a coalition of world powers, had called for the World Food Program to unilaterally deliver food to besieged areas starting June 1st if access was not granted. An American military cargo plane dropped light weapons Thursday to rebels besieged by the Islamic State group in the northern Syrian town of Mareya. That was the first resupply by the United States to the rebels after weeks of appeals for help. Colonel Pat Ryder, a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, declined to provide details about the resupply missions, saying only that the U.S. provides weapons and ammunition to Syrian Arab counter-Islamic State forces as they make progress. U.S. warplanes have also launched several strikes on IS positions in the countryside north of the city of Aleppo. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.